Sometimes life is hard, and you just need someone to talk to. Someone who's been there and understands.
That it's about overcoming.
Inspiring others to be brave.
Friendship.
Faith.
Being real.
And living beautifully whole.
So kick back and spend some time with the girls on the Big Blue Couch. Welcome back to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch show. I'm Coach Mandy B. Anderson, and on today's episode, we are taking you back to the Beautiful Wholeness Conference that happened in February 2015. During this event, we had a Q&A session where we answered some questions that the gals had in the audience. They were great questions, and today you're specifically going to learn what do you do when you have people giving you conflicting advice, as well as what do you do when you feel like your life has flatlined and there's no excitement. Let's go ahead and take a peek at what happened at this event.
Do we have other questions? Life coaching on the spot, girls.
Hi.
I'm 24, going on 25, so like there's a bunch of big life things happening to me. And then one thing that happens a lot is I'm a huge planner. So like whenever I'm about to make a decision, I always do a bunch of research. Spent 2 hours learning how to do a men's haircut, which ended up looking like crap anyway, by the way. It was bad. Anyway, so I get all these like exciting things that I want to do. So then I start asking people that like I love and I trust, and their advice starts conflicting. And I end up getting like really overwhelmed. I'm like, well, you love me, so I know that you're trying to look out for me, and you love me, and you guys are just like not meshing. Your advice isn't meshing, so I end up like not doing anything. Mm-hmm. I just stop. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm not gonna do that anymore.
They're all looking at me because you're so preaching my language, honey. I totally understand what you're talking about because we have, and this is a perfectionist streak. It's also a personality streak. If you are a planner, you're going to find yourself stuck over and over and over again. Because I was so good at planning. Oh, did I have plans? I had such big plans, but I couldn't follow through with anything. And this is a fear thing.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's gonna stop that cycle is you activating your faith by stepping out with whatever it is. Does not. And one of the things you might need to do is stop asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody else.
It's a terrible habit. I'm like, okay, you might be right.
If you understand, like, and I talked about it earlier, that Lisa Turkhurst, get that book, The Best Yes. That's okay. Your homework, because there is no perfect decision. Mm-hmm. Every decision is going to have a little bit of good and a little bit of bad with it, and those are decisions that come straight from God. There's going to always be, because we do not live in a perfect world. But if you don't want to stay stuck in that cycle of always planning and never moving forward, you have to stop asking everybody else their opinion, and you got to take the steps you know God is calling you to do, knowing it's not going to be perfect.
Right. I mean, I definitely have the resilience to come back from mistakes. I'm just not giving myself the opportunity to make a mistake.
Right. Exactly. And we don't even activate it sometimes because we're too scared to actually make a decision. Does that help? But I get it. You're totally preaching my language. I'm like, let's just plan all the things and never do anything. Let's just make beautiful plans and color code them.
So I just wanted to give a testimony. So everyone can see me. Don't step
come
up
over
the stage.
Here.
Okay.
Come over here.
I was 25 2 years ago, so I'm only 27. And 2 years ago, my little girl's 3. We went through some pretty horrible things after my daughter was born, including I have ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, and primary scoliosis and cholangitis. So I'm all a bunch of goods inside. And so I went through a season of sickness with my best friend, Mandy, so that was a whole nother story. But what happened to me was I was faced with a decision with a 6-month-old baby to go, what do I want to do with my life? When I first graduated from school, I decided I was going to do the easiest thing that I wanted to do, and that was go to school to be a teacher. Turns out it was really hard, and I didn't want to do it. So any teachers in the room, congratulations. I commend you. But I wasn't doing anything that I wanted to do. I was answering everybody else's questions. My mom thought I should be a cosmetologist, and you know, my husband thought, you know, I'd be great at being a manager at a restaurant, and I was listening to everybody else. And my life coach's best friend Mandy says to me, what would you do if your daughter asked you, Mom, what did you do with your life? Are you so happy with what you chose to do with your life? Are you doing what you want to do for the rest of your life? And I thought, no, I want to be a nurse. And I was so scared to pick up my mat and walk in that direction because I didn't know if I was smart enough. I didn't know if I was brave enough. I didn't know if I had the courage. I didn't have self-confidence. And she helped me. We all did it together in 2012, kind of getting off of the couch. And what she's preaching, what they're saying here today is what we all did as a family. We've gone through it. And I'm going to tell you, when you stop listening to everybody else, you start setting yourself goals and you step out in faith, you will get there and you will realize. For me, I can't believe I ever wanted to be anything but a nurse. It is who I am. It's, I am on fire when I am nursing. Not necessarily like this. But it is my passion and I didn't know. But it was setting goals, stopping planning, stop listening to everyone else, listening to myself and going through their programs, their beautiful wholeness programs, and setting goals and listening to their CDs. Not just them too, but any encouraging, podcasts, anything like that. And when you're 27, you come to me. 2 more years. You got this. You'll be on the stage saying, I listened to them and look where I am. I promise you. I graduated in May of last year with my LPN, and I'm going back to school to be an RN sometime in the future. But right now, I'm just on fire with being an LPN. I can remember being with a chronic illness. I can remember all those clinical nurses and how they really advocated for me and my parents. And so, I just am really pleased with where we are.
There you go.
I got one quick thing to add. Failure is not always failure.
No, let's not be so scared of failure, you guys. That keeps us so stuck.
I thought the divorce was the worst thing that could possibly happen to me and my kids. And I can honestly say it's probably one of the best things that has happened to us. We have all, and it's allowing the Lord to do whatever, take whatever event has happened in your life. And it doesn't have to be any big traumatic thing. It can be a little thing. But allowing the Lord to take that experience and you growing from it, being teachable to Him.
I am so non-confrontational, it's not even funny. I mean, and my husband is too, so nothing ever gets decided. I mean, we have gone through 30 years of marriage both being non-confrontational. But it's like you guys can remember like 2012, my years just all straight line. It's like I don't have a separation years because they're just all the same. And I don't know how to get that unstuck. I mean, I'm 50, almost 54, and I don't know what I want to do when I grow up yet. I still don't know.
Did you get the Beautiful Wholeness Journal? What is that thing called?
30
Becoming Beautifully Whole. That's a journal that you need to get. And if you guys resonated with what she said here, when you're however old and you still don't know what you want to do with your life, that book is going to help you discover what that is. Because like I said, we each have something. We each have something that we're designed to do. And if your life has been a flat line and you are sick of that flat line, that you would like some valleys, or those aren't a valley, you would like some mountains, you would like some valleys, because that's what makes life real. That's mm-hmm. what makes life worth living. That flat line is just so overwhelming. And if you haven't gotten it yet, you need to go back there and get that book, because it's going to take some layers for you to start peeling back and discovering what that is, because you've been filled up all of these years with everybody else's idea of what you need to do with your life or what you shouldn't do with your life. And so it's going to take some time and some self-discovery mm-hmm. to discover what that is mm-hmm. that is going to make you not flatline anymore.
And sometimes, I know there's some of you who are probably thinking, oh, that's such a... It's not the answer I wanted, was no. to go buy a journal. But the fact of the matter is, we can sit up here and give you all of these skills, but when you leave today, it's up to you to apply what you've learned. And it takes digging to get into that. I've lived that life before where everything is just like flatline. You wait, it's like Groundhog Day every day, and it's not fun and it's so unfulfilling. And yeah, there's some good things that happen within that, but there's still this yearning inside of you for something more. And you... An adventure, yeah. Do you even know what adventure is to you?
I do, but my
We both have adventurous spirits, but we don't do our ventures together.
Right. How come?
Because he's hunting today and not, you know, I mean, he's so passionate about all these different things he likes to do. And I'm passionate in a different area, horses. We used to do all these things when we were young together. And then the kids came and everything, and then grandkids, and then your life isn't your own, really.
Right.
I mean, it seems like it's not in my case. But we don't have our common ground where we do things together, and nothing gets decided.
Is that the real question? Then are you asking how to reconnect and find that adventure again that you guys used to have? Do you feel like some of your you can't answer that question of what you want to do with your life because it feels disconnected from what your husband?
Right. And we are very connected, yet not connected.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a homework assignment for you specifically, and anybody else who this resonates with. Go home this weekend and sit down with your husband and write down three questions. What do you like to do for fun? What do you want your life to look like a year from now? And what do you want your life to look like in 5 years? So write that down.
I got it.
Nope, write it down.
Okay, I will. So what the thing with that, though, too, with that, I thought, well, I'll buy a lake cabin, and then we can do all this big family thing. Uh-huh. Bad idea. And I thought, the cabin's gone already, so years have passed. Okay, let's buy a boat, because fishing, we can all do that as a family, you know. I'm willing to do that. He doesn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm trying to do these things where we, like, can do as a whole big family, so that there isn't, the guys all go hunting, the girls go here. I'm trying to find that common ground.
Give the microphone back to Jennifer and take out your pen and write down these three questions that you're going to share with your husband. What do you like to do for fun?
1 year and 5 years.
Yeah, 1 year and 5 years. It's going to require a conversation between the two of you.
Because what's happening is you're trying to fix it without actually knowing what the problem is. And so you're running into, oh, this thing is going to fix it, and we're going to all be able to have fun together. And like you said, it's not working, right? You keep buying these things or doing these things because you guys are not on the same page of what it means to connect. And so these sound like really simple questions and things that if you've been married that long, you should already know about each other, but you clearly don't. And so what you're going to find out by doing this 1 year thing and what you want your life to look like is your guys' goals. It's a really easy way to do goals without saying, let's sit down and do goals, honey, because who wants to do that?
And I know where you're at because my husband and I were the same way. We had a season in our marriage where we lived as though we were roommates, where we would seriously come home from work and I would watch TV downstairs, he would watch TV upstairs. And that was our life, and that was so unfulfilling. And we put ourselves into an environment similar to this, and we spent an entire weekend, I mean three jam-packed days from like 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. where we were working with a group of like 1,000 people, and we had an entire session where we had to write down our goals. And a funny thing happened because the coach had just finished telling this story about when she went skydiving, and then right after that, she had us write down our goals of what we wanted 1 year, 5 year, and 10 year. That's what she told us to do. And she said, you know, not only personal goals, but do something fun. What do you want to do with your family? How do you want to reconnect with your spouse? And so I had written down like 25 things between the 10-year span. And I looked over at my husband, and in his 1 year goal, he wrote, go skydiving. I never wanted to go skydiving. Like, I'm good with my feet planted on the ground. Like, I'm not afraid to fly in a plane, but like, I do not need to jump out of one. Well, I looked over, and here's me, because this is the first time we had ever written stuff down together, and I thought to myself, there is no way he is going to get this accomplished in a year. Like, no way. So I wrote it on my 10-year plan with a question mark. Like, I don't even know that I want this. Okay, like a month later after this,
he was talking to some friends of ours who had gone to the same seminar. And all of a sudden he gets off the phone and he goes, hey, by the way, I was talking to so-and-so. And in 6 months when we go back to this other, to the second part of this seminar where it's even deeper, like we're going to go skydiving with a whole group of us. There's going to be like 10 of us who are going. And here's the thing, Mandy. This is literally what he said. He said, here's the thing, Mandy. If you don't come with me, you're going to wish you would have. Like, by the time we all get our feet back on the ground and we're all done, if you just come to watch and then it's all said and done, you're going to wish you would have. So you might as well just suck it up and plan on coming with. And 6 months later, I was jumping out of a plane. And it was amazing. But we never would have done it if we wouldn't have taken the time to write things down. And yeah, I never wanted to jump out of a plane. I am so glad I did it. I don't need to do it again. Like, I'm pretty sure there was a, okay, so we were strapped to like an instructor. And so I made Nate, that's my husband, I made him jump out with his instructor first because I figured if he goes first, I'm gonna have to follow. And so he jumps out and he's like screaming. I mean, my husband, when he does something fun, he is vibrant. And so he's like, woohoo! I jump out and I'm just like, oh dear Lord, please. I'm like, don't remember how to put my feet because you're supposed to keep your feet a certain way. And like my jumpsuit was unzipping and it was flapping in the wind. And by the time I was done, I had a hickey from my suit. For real. And then once we had the things, like when we have the parachute, when we're like hanging there in the air, just, yay, this is fun. We're looking. The instructor goes to loosen. He didn't tell me he had to do this, though, but they have to loosen the strap so that your circulation doesn't get cut off in your legs. But he didn't tell me that. And so he goes to loosen it. And I'm like, don't drop me. Don't drop me. But I did it, and it was so much fun. And since then, like, we do a ton of stuff that we never ever thought we would have done, all because now we know, okay, when we're feeling a disconnect, we gotta sit down and figure out what are the things that we need to do together. And that doesn't always mean that I get my way. Sometimes I have to give in to what he sees as adventurous and just go with the flow and try it. And so that's a perfect example of what can happen. Not that you're probably going to go skydiving, but you never know. I mean, you just never know. That was never in my plan. But that's what happens when you start digging for adventure and going with your spouse and going with what they find adventurous too. It's a give and take. He has since done some stuff that he never wanted to do. I can't think of what they are right now, but I know he does a lot of stuff that he doesn't want to do, but he does it because it's a give and take. Hey, it's Coach Mandy again, and I just want to thank you for spending time with us on today's podcast episode. Hopefully you enjoyed this sneak peek into what it's like at one of our Big Blue Couch coaching events. We really have a lot of fun, and as you can see, we really make sure to get your questions answered at these events. We actually have the Beautiful Wholeness Retreat coming up on November 7th, 2015, in just a few short weeks. And there are still some early bird tickets available until October 29th, and then the price goes up. So we really hope you can make it. This retreat is going to be a little bit more laid back than the conference, but it's still going to have that vulnerability and the authenticity that you've known to love from all of the Big Blue Couch coaching team. We really hope you can make it. And at any rate, we look forward to spending time with you every week through our podcast, through our training articles, and on Facebook and our email list. We wish you a wonderful week and we hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for hanging out with us on the Big Blue Couch. For all the latest updates, free resources, upcoming events, and coaching services, be sure to visit www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter for daily connection with the team. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Remember to tune in next week for more tips on living beautifully whole with the girls on the Big Blue Couch.